So I can go ahead and get my booster, even though I got my shot like, I don't know, 5 days ago. So that's great. I'm just gonna go ahead and booster up because everything's about the booster now. Boost this and boost that. Just boost it. Hashtag boost.
If my kid is not even going to be on the campus, then no, the tuition needs to be cut.
Bite me.
You got your headlines ready?
I think I got my headlines. Yeah.
Well, today's special headline show is brought to you by our BFFs at MyPillow. And MyPillow currently has, as you know, their amazing special on the kitten fur squeezy technology moccasins and slippers.
It's very squeezy. Very, very squeezy.
And also the special on the mattress toppers, which are fantastic. But like all the MyPillow products are amazing. And I think we can almost speak for every single one of them at this point, because I know I keep ordering things, you keep ordering things. We have so many things and we're never disappointed.
Right. And everything's made right here in the USA. It's not from China. It's not that. So you can be, rest assured that everything's being made here right in the USA, which is a really great thing because I'm trying to do that more and more. Just FYI. I'm trying to do that. You have a robe. I have a robe. It's really fantastic. They have like sheets, slippers, robes, cardigans. They've got all sorts of
towels.
And all my pillow products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, which I don't know why you would ever want to have that. But the fact that they have that, it's just dumb. Because once you buy like one thing, then you're in the gateway to buy like all the things.
Right.
You're just going to have like your whole house is going to be covered with my pillow stuff. So you guys go to mypillow.com/chicks. Get your stuff. You can get 40% off of all the My Slippers, 50% off of the MyPillow mattress toppers right now. And all you got to do is enter the promo code CHICKS or you call 800-875-0513 if you want to do that either way.
Actually, I would love for somebody to call them and ask about the squeezy fur kitten technology to see what happens. I'm just curious.
Report back.
That's right. So we were going to talk about headlines today, and I know that you are on a particular rampage today, specifically about schools and COVID and their response.
I'm just pissed off because, I saw some stuff about COVID, and I don't even have a headline about COVID because I just kind of got off that. But I was really irritated because I know that a lot of schools are, in fact, not opening. Like there are a lot of colleges and stuff that are not opening back up in after winter break, or they're going to a remote learning, I guess, forum after a winter break. And I thought to myself, self, we lost our freaking minds. I mean, it's completely insane that we're doing this. I mean, I think like there's one that says U.S. colleges returning to online classes amid surge of COVID-19 cases. So that was one. There's another headline that says more than 2,700 schools remain closed the first week back due to rising COVID cases. And we're talking about Omicron, right? So all of these things is like, it just, this annoys me. I'm annoyed by this because I'm like, this is 2 years after they said, hey, we're going to give you 15 days to flatten the curve. And this, it's never going to end. It's just never, ever going to end. And then there's another headline that I saw after I started doing all this research about how are kids affected by all this, right? Which we know after, if you have half a brain, you know that kids are affected in such a detrimental manner by all of this garbage. And one of the headlines, just one of the many headlines, which this is just what they allow you to see because there's so much stuff that's buried, you have to go find it. But one of the headlines that I saw was big rise in suicide attempts by US teen girls during the pandemic. And if you actually get into that article, here's just one sentence. Emergency room visits for suspected suicide attempts among girls between the ages of 12 and 17 increased by 26% during summer 2020 and by 50% during winter 2021 compared with the same periods in 2019. Now, this bothers me because of obvious reasons, but I also have a preteen girl. So I think about this and I think about her peers, she and her peers, and how this affects her. And then also teenage boys. I mean, teenage boys are not exempt from this, right? So we're really, we are hurting, we're killing our kids over this crap.
Well, and think about the fact too, with the colleges in particular, I know like a bunch of the Ivies, they received millions of dollars in government funding specifically to make sure that they had COVID plans in place.
Right.
And that's not okay for them to accept millions of dollars in funding and then be like, oh, well, our plan is just to not have kids on campus.
It's remote.
You don't get to do that. And I'd be like, I would be saying to the Ivies, I will be taking a 50% off rate on the tuition.
Right.
If my kid is not even going to be on the campus, then no, the tuition needs to be cut.
Bite me. Yeah. If I were a parent of one of these kids, if I were even at a state school and the state school were like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and do remote classes. I'd be like, Billy, Katie, whoever you are, you're going to go ahead and you're going to stay home this semester and you're going to get a job. You're going to go work at Drug Emporium and you're going to get a job and you're not going to go to school this semester, because it's such bullshit what they're doing. I mean, it's crazy. They're not going to learn anything. And so why would a parent dish out 20, 30 grand for a semester worth of just sitting at home on their butt when they're not getting the full college experience? There's no way on God's green earth I would pay that as a parent. No way.
I was listening to, I think, Fox News on my drive in this morning, and they were talking about a school in Florida, and I don't remember the name of the school. I think it was Saint something. Like, it was a private school in Florida that decided against, I mean, they decided, listen, we're going full steam ahead. We're going to be open. So they had the dean of that school on, as well as a student, to talk about how excited they were to be open and how that has to be the norm. And then they had a kid on from Vandy and a kid from Chicago. And both the Vandy kid and the Chicago kids were just like, it's embarrassing that we're not even allowed on our campuses.
Yeah.
And the Vandy kid had transferred from California thinking, oh, well, it's a Southern school, so surely they'll stay open. Nope. Vandy's like so insane right now that they like fine and discipline students if they catch them on campus. It's nuts right now what schools are doing.
Yeah. And then they mandate the vaccines too. I mean, like, I did an event with a bunch of Baylor kids here about a month ago. We did an event at a gun club here in Waco. And I remember, you know, the kids were telling me that if they don't have the vaccine, they check on it. Right. And if you don't have the vaccine, then they'll pull your Wi-Fi. They'll just shut you down. It's like, I go, wait a second, wait, let me get this straight. I was like, they just pull, like, how do they do that? How do they, you have to like report that you have a vaccination. And if you don't get it, then they will just turn it off. They just turn off your Wi-Fi. So if you're, you know, you can be just doing your work. And like,
but they don't turn off your pocketbook. Like, they don't turn off your tuition.
Don't be ridiculous. You know how much Baylor costs? I mean, it is so freaking expensive. It's probably what, 70 grand a year to go to that school, something like that. And it's like, we're going to go ahead and shut off your Wi-Fi if you don't do this, this, and this. It's a private school. So, I mean, it's crazy. College, it is really nuts. Now, I saw a thing last night where I can't remember the name of the company. I got to find the name of the company, and I'm sure somebody out there will write us or whatever, or I'll have to do a follow-up. But it was some guy that invented a company, and he was on Tucker the other night. And it was a dude that invented a company where he dropped out of school. He dropped out of college, as he said, college was so worthless. But he dropped out and he was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hook up kids who have experience doing stuff, doing anything, that they just have skills, tangible skills, with companies who need those skills. And I thought, God, that is brilliant, because so many kids go to college. And he said the reason he got the idea is because he was sitting in class one day and everybody was like hungover, and they're like, dude, I hate being here, man. Hate it. Sucks. And so he was like, I got the idea, because nobody wanted to be in class. Nobody wanted to be there. He goes, so they're paying all this money for school. And so he was just like, I'm going to go ahead and start this company. Now he's making gobs of money, hooking up kids who have tangible experience, because a lot of these kids are working during, like I did that. I had a job when I was in school, work during the day, and then they go to school, you know, on the side, sort of like. And then they have all these skills and they go to school and they're like, God, this is such bull crap. School is such a waste of my freaking time.
I would rather be home. I would rather be home and like doing like a Genucel face mask, like
right.
putting on like maybe some microdermabrasion, like just throwing on, doing some skincare, some self-care versus all that bull crap.
That's right.
Right?
That is right. Exactly. And you know what? And then the thing is, you wake up one day after being in a job or in a profession you don't want to be in with all these wrinkles and fine lines and a sagging jawline. You don't want that.
Well, you don't have that anymore because you use the special skin treatment from Genucel for just that purpose.
It lifts it up. See, and if you have that, you too can get that lift from Genucel. It's gone, completely gone. It works for both women and men, you guys. It's the best stuff ever. We love this stuff.
I love, love it, love, love it.
Yeah, I also love the stuff for the eye bags. I've been using, I used to not use it, but now, because just because I'm getting older, because I don't get a lot of sleep, because I've been sleeping in a cabin, you know, which doesn't allow me a lot of sleep. I've been using it and it's so fantastic. It feels like this cooling effect around your eyes and it's fantastic. So y'all just need to go to lovegenusol.com/chicks. Go right now, save over 60% off their most popular package, which is amazing. And you're going to be upgraded to priority shipping, free priority shipping. Don't wait. Go to lovegenusol.com/chicks. That's lovegenusol.com/chicks.
All right. I think we should do some funner headlines.
Yes. Let's get to some fun stuff.
What do you have for me? Tell me, tell me.
Well, Billie Eilish secretly had red hair for a week.
Get out of town.
This was on MSN.com. This was on an actual news site. And when I saw it, I was like, what planet am I living on? What? Seriously, what planet?
Well, I love that you like texted that to me and you were like, I can't believe this is news. And I was like, of course it's news. I totally wanted to know that. I really wanted to know that she had red hair for a week.
You are the demographic. You are it. You are so it.
It's very important.
Right. Exactly. And then there's like a ton of COVID things. I mean, there's so many stupid, stupid COVID things that I see out there all the time. Like, let's see, here's another one. This is from Newsday. CDC signs off on shortening time between Pfizer shot and booster.
What?
They signed off on shortening the time. Well, I mean, you don't need a lot of time between your shot and your booster. I mean, it's like, why would we need time between the shot and the booster? Why would we need time? And the CDC is just going to, they signed off on it. So, you know, and listen, people are going to just read headlines. They're not going to actually read what's inside. So they're going to be like, oh, awesome. Okay, so I can go ahead and get my booster, even though I got my shot, like, I don't know, 5 days ago. So that's great. I'm just going to go ahead and booster up because, you know, everything's about the booster now. Boost this and boost that. Just boost it. Hashtag boost.
Well, there's now CNN is just now starting to figure out, even though this is a conversation I feel like you and I have had for about a year and a half, they are just now catching up with everybody. And there was a headline from CNN that said, hey, I mean, they didn't say, hey, I'm saying, hey, but their headline read, their headline says, and I quote, people who are overweight or obese are at much higher risk of much more severe disease and even death from COVID-19. And one new study suggests that losing weight can reduce that risk.
Get the heck out. No.
We've known this for a year and a half.
Yeah, 2 years we've been talking about this. Actually, you know, we actually say, I think we've said this about other things, about fat people for quite some time. And if I say fat people, people will get mad at me. They'll say, you can't say that, Daisy. You can't say fat people.
But see, some fat people say that you're supposed to say fat people.
Really?
They're all over the map on this. Like some people get offended, but then other fat people are like, no, I want to be called fat because I don't like the word obese or I don't like this word or that word. Everybody gets all, you can't please everybody.
Okay. Well, no, I don't aim to do that anyway. I've sort of given up on doing that. But that's the thing. I mean, I feel like if you are overweight, you're at risk for a lot more stuff anyway. Period.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, isn't that common sense? Or people don't have that anymore, though.
No. That's... And I mean, if CNN is only just now figuring this out, I mean, think about like the fact that Krispy Kreme was offering free donuts to people who got the vaccine. And I'm just like, is anybody going to think for a second about how That is the worst approach. Like, you know, stuffing people and making them fat so that they're at higher risk for COVID so that they get the vaccine.
You know what we should do? We should hand out donuts and then close all the gyms down. Let's do that, you guys. Let's do it. It's effective. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have to tell you, I told this on the radio too, because I'm still blown away by what I saw, and I should have saved it because now they've deleted it conveniently. But the Hawaii Department of Health, okay, their official Twitter account tweeted out a promotional video that they made, which about vaccines, which was so mind-blowingly stupid. What they did is they tried to tie, it was like a cartoon thing, and they tried to have these little cartoon people who were making New Year's resolutions. So the first cartoon person, you see the thought bubble, right, over their head.
Yeah.
And it says, New Year's resolution, start exercising. And then in this commercial, they put a big red X through it, and they say, and they cross that out in favor of getting a COVID vaccine. So they don't want you to exercise. And then in the next frame, they show another cartoon person whose thought bubble says, eat healthy. And they put a big red X through that and say, and they change it to get the vaccine. So the Department of Health is literally saying, don't have goals about getting, like, eating right and exercising. Just get your vaccine. It's freaking insane.
Oh my God. Well, this is where we are though, right? This is what they prioritize. This is the thing.
Well, I retweeted it and I was like, we are living in a world where the Department of Health is discouraging people from healthful activities. They deleted it. It's gone. And they didn't say anything about it. They just removed it. And now it's just vanished. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. I can believe that they did it, because this is the lunacy that we're witnessing in so many areas when it comes to this. I mean, I was walking from, listen, it takes me 2 seconds, but I was walking from the kitchen to this room just this morning. And like there was, and I think my daughter had on Nickelodeon or something, some kid program just in the background. You know, we had it on like for fluff. And freaking Big Bird came on talking about the vaccine, telling kids about the vaccine. And I looked at my husband, I go, that is some sheer propaganda communist crap, man. Like, there's so many kids out there just listening. I mean, do you remember Big Bird when you were a kid telling you about anything political? Because when I was a kid, it was all, you know, ABCs and just, you know, be kind to people. That's what it was when we were growing up. And now they're talking about all sorts of garbage in addition to a vaccine. I mean, they're pushing the vaccine. This is what they're doing. It is communist bullcrap is what they're doing. And I cannot believe that garbage. And I said, turn that shit off. I just cannot with this. I cannot. But this is where we are. This is the thing. And yeah, it does. So it doesn't shock me. It doesn't shock me that they would be like, don't exercise. Don't eat healthy.
Don't make that your resolution.
But I'm going to be healthy as an individual and take personal responsibility for your own body and put good things into it and then exercise. I mean, you wouldn't want to do, why would you want to do that? It's ridiculous.
Isn't it nuts?
It is nuts.
Give me another one.
Okay. This one, I'm going to give you a one I think is kind of frivolous, but I want to see what you would do.
Okay.
That's possum. Apple Watch style smart collar that can track your dog's heart rate and vital signs is set to go on sale this summer for $99.
What? A smartwatch for your dog?
It says that's possum, P-A-W-S-O-M-E. It's an Apple Watch that is, it's a collar for your dogs, okay? It's going to track your dog's heart rate and vital signs, and it's set to go on sale this summer for $99, and I would totally buy one of these.
Oh my God, I would too. I thought when you were saying possum that you were talking about like the possum, like the creepy rodents.
It was a play on words. That's possum instead of awesome. You see what they did there?
Okay, yes.
It's basically an Apple Watch in the form of a collar.
I would totally do this.
I know you would.
Can we get a sponsorship from them?
Right. We totally need to. Because at first I was like, this is just ridiculous. I cannot believe, like, why do people need to track their dog's heart rate and vital signs? But then I thought to myself, myself. I'm like, you used to think that about an Apple Watch. Now I'm like obsessed with my Apple Watch. And then it's like, I want to know everything about my dog's vital signs. Like, I want to know. I want to know, like, is their heart okay? Like,
especially the older they get. I mean, you want to know the things, of course.
And it's only $99. I mean, think of all the money that you spend on your dog and like vet and money that you spend on the vet, all this other stuff. And I thought to myself, $99 for a collar? I can. All right.
I mean, I would do it. I would do it to know.
And not only that, but if you had it on them, that would probably tell you exactly where they are, give you their location at any given time.
Ooh, yeah. Like a life 360.
Totally. It's like your dog just like left the house. Your dog came home. Your dog just came home from work. You know?
Your dog is driving 65 miles an hour down Keystone Avenue.
Right. Your dog just made a purchase with your credit card. I mean, it's like, it would be everything. So, I mean, I feel like I'm totally into this. Aren't you into this?
I'm totally into it. Now, I do have one funny headline to share with you. But first, we do need to mention, I wanted to tell my bacon story again, if you don't mind, for anybody that may have missed it. Because I'm still blown away by like how amazing these little itty bitty air fresheners are from Eden Pure. So Eden Pure makes something called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. They're this tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny thing. You just plug it into your wall. You turn up the little dial, either a little bit or a lot, depending on how much freshening your room needs. And it just goes to town immediately. And it's amazing because I burnt bacon.
And then blamed it on her husband. She blamed it on her husband immediately.
I blamed it on my husband for buying the wrong bacon. It probably wasn't his fault.
May have been, right.
But in any case, our kitchen, like there was smoke everywhere. It reeked, and not in the good bacon way, but like in the bad bacon way. You know what I mean? So I think to myself, I've got these Eden Pure air purifiers. I'm going to just plug it into the kitchen wall, turn it on full blast. I'm telling you, within 90 seconds, the air was clear. You could no longer even smell the smoke. You could no longer smell the bacon. It completely wiped it all out. And it worked so fast. And then everything smells amazing. And I know you use these in your tiny little cabin too.
Smell like a dog's butt if I didn't have, it really would. And I'm not even exaggerating if I didn't have them. So, I mean, it smells just like, it's neutral. You know what I mean? It just smells like it just neutralizes everything. It doesn't smell like, cause you know, we could use fresheners and all that other garbage and it would just smell like you're spraying like floral stuff on a dog's butt. I don't want that. So it just smells neutral, which is what I want. And so, that's what I have. And it's fantastic. So these things have been a godsend because there are so many people and so many dogs crammed into this tiny space. So it's the greatest thing. So y'all need to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code CHICKS3 and save some money on a 3-pack. Do it. I mean, get a 3-pack. You can put them everywhere. We have one in this room and then we have one in the loft and then we're saving the other ones. We don't need, I mean, we have like, there's limited space in here.
You have it to put in your car because it comes with a USB thing. And so you can put it in your car. And if you have like stinky kids or whatever, or dogs.
But that's the thing. I should put it in my husband's truck is what I need to do because boys in general are stinky. Let's get real.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So again, it's EdenPureDeals.com, code CHICKS3. Okay, are you ready for this headline? I almost died. Okay, this is for real. This came from Yahoo News, okay? And I'm quoting it verbatim. No one talks about how hard the journey to getting pregnant can be for same-sex couples.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm out. No one does talk about it. No one does, you know, because it doesn't.
It might have something to do with science. Just maybe a little bit of that has to do with science.
that's an article that I would look at and my eyes like would roll so hard they'd stab my brain and I would just keep moving. I would never read it. And I'm, but there's a part of me, now that we brought it up, I'm curious to know what the hell is in that article.
I didn't read the article because I saw the picture. There was a picture of like a same-sex couple with a child. And I was like, well, the reason nobody's talking about the journey is because it's not biological.
Right. That's the thing.
It means that you're off and you're doing whatever, whether it's artificial insemination or adoption or whatever you're doing. It's not possible for a same-sex couple to create a child. It's not scientifically possible. The end.
It's a
I could not believe that that is a Yahoo News.
Do you have another one?
Well, I had one more that I just was super irritated at. It was from the Dallas Morning News, as a matter of fact. And this happened over the weekend. Yeah. Where they wrote a piece called, well, the headline reads, Ted Cruz's daughter says she disagrees with most of his views.
Okay. His daughter's like 9, isn't she?
Well, he's got a 10-year-old and like a 13-year-old, and they didn't even say in the headline which of the two ages it was. But what 10 and 13-year-old doesn't disagree with their parents? I was just like, why are you doing this, Dallas Morning News?
Well, because they're liberal jerks, and this is what they want to do. Hey, let's take the kids. Because remember, this is the thing. Another thing too is what they do is whenever there's a Democrat president, they're like, keep the kids out of it. Keep the children.
Exactly.
You guys keep the children out of that. And then the minute, you know, like we're sort of, you know, like there's anybody that's in power that's around that they can pick on, they will pick on the Republican, like the Trump kids. My God, they demonize the Trump kids. Right.
And then Hunter, who's like 50 something, they're like, don't speak of
right.
Joe Biden's child.
Who's a
Hunter.
Total crackhead who has an illegitimate kid. Like, I'd like to know what. The grandkid that's the stripper's kid, why doesn't anybody talk about that kid?
That kid's totally ignored.
Never got to go to the inauguration. Like, where's stripper grandkid? Where's that kid?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't stripper grandkid get to go to the inauguration? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, just ignored completely. How do you think that makes stripper grandkid feel? Seriously.
It's not good. It's not fair. Not right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. So maybe they should just like go by their own rule and leave all the kids out of it if they're going to do that. And you're absolutely right. They're 10 and 13. You're not going to agree with your parents. You're just not.
No. And that shouldn't be a headline. Like, that warrants no headline whatsoever. It's just they want to cause trouble for Ted Cruz. Oh my gosh, one of his daughters disagrees with him politically. Both of his daughters are too young to even be political. So who gives a crap?
Nowadays, though, everybody's political. People's dogs are political. I mean, that's the thing, is they're going to have those collars now, and those dogs are probably going to have they're going to like subscribe to articles. They're going to The dogs are going to be able to do that. They're going to be like red or blue, you know? This is the thing. It's crazy. Right. So crazy. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Well, next week, very, very excited to have our good friend Christian Toto on the show with us. He's going to be talking about his book. He's going to be talking about all things Hollywood. And so we always get the good scoop from Christian Toto. So that will be super fun.
Juicy stuff from him. Yeah, we love Christian Toto. He's super, super cool. So this is the thing. We're kind of easing our way into the new year. And I think that he's a really great first guest of the new year to have, because he's a super awesome guy.
And hopefully a regular one.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, we really love him. So where can people reach us and like see us?
Well, they should be going to our website every single day, chicksontheright.com. They can check us out on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rumble, Parler, Getter, Locals. I think I captured most of
them. And all those are pretty much at Chicks on Right. That's where you find us, is at.
Except for Facebook, which is Chicks
right.
on the Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, you want to subscribe to this and then tell your friends about it. Make sure that they're subscribing, because we want to get as many subscriptions as we can in the new year. That's one of our big goals. So help us reach that goal. Make sure that you're telling your friends. If you know a friend, if you have a liberal friend that you'd like to like turn, we can do that. We've done that in the past. So just like send it to them and be like, hey, I know of these chicks that you may want to listen to. expand your horizons. Invite them to our table. We'd love to have them on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, especially to our morning podcast, which you can listen to at any time during the day. And we also put that morning show out every week. So just make sure that you're